Howard Stern Show.
That's my overall feeling about you. That's why you get so much pussy.
Everybody running out of time? No,
I feel like you get so much. Since you got this lupus diagnosis and you're in the hospital, I feel like you feel like, even with the pussy, I feel like you're like in a bad pussy tear. Like oh, shit, I better get this all out of my system now.
That's,
you know,
pretty much, you hit it on the head.
I know that feeling.
You should be a therapist.
But I know that feeling.
I feel like, when you have close, or when you experience near-death situations,
yes,
life-threatening situations, it's honest, it's real. I feel like, yo, I'm running out of time. When every time I think I'm doing good, then I got to go back to the fucking hospital. And it's,
do you
like,
fear death?
I almost died this time, the blood clots and shit. I don't fear it. I welcome it. I got to a space now where it's like, that's just, it's probably going to happen. I'm probably going to die sooner than most people. That's what the doctor said. You know what I mean?
But you don't have to take their word for it.
But I'm living life like...
No, what did the
like,
doctor...
Wait a second. I might die in the morning, so let's fuck all night. Like,
Nick, what did the... Yeah, right. Well, now you got a point. The doctor's...
Why wear condoms? I might not be here tomorrow.
But Nick, the doctors have said... Now I'm concerned. The doctors have said to you, Nick...
When it gets serious.
But could you die a very young man? Could you die like in your 40s?
Yeah.
So they're predicting that this will progress?
This is what you got to realize. Like, the 5 blood transfusions was because, like, if they didn't do that, I would have died.
Yeah.
Mm. The blood clots from the last time I was in the hospital, the doctor literally said to me, I don't understand how you're still alive.
Oh.
Like, you have you have 2 blood clots in your lung and 1 in your heart that. Like,
but
like,
Nick, what if the doctors are wrong and now you're a 90-year-old man with 100 kids?
That's fucking amazing. Then I'm like Job from the Bible.
You say, wait, I was supposed to die in my 40s and now I got 100 kids. I'm bankrupt. But this is serious.
So not
though.
To bring it in.
I want to know this because I would hate to lose you. I really do adore you, if that's a proper word to say.
I appreciate it. Likewise.
Yeah, and I'm not using the N-word.
I adore you, my nigga.
The doctors never say my nigga, do they?
The black ones do.
Do they? So the doctor, when he walks in the room and he says this, maybe that's what it is. It's like, geez, I got to get all the pussy I can. Because I had that feeling. I was in my 40s. I was divorced.
Right.
And when I got divorced, I went, oh my God. Like, every night I was on a mad-ass tear.
Yeah.
And then it dawned on me. I go, I got to slow down. My friend Ralph said to me, he goes, you got to slow down. You're going to kill yourself.
Yeah, I think in my new song...
Yeah, like, you could make this prediction come true with your action.
Because
actions.
I'm doing
what
you said. I said in my new song, I said, you only got a moment, so live it like you own it. Like,
let me
you got
to
keep
song.
Going. Like,
let me,
the Hold On record, like, it's... Mm-hmm. I made it, I was inspired by India. But it's like, in all of my music, I'm saying, like, yo, tomorrow is not promised.
Right.
Yeah,
so let's get the most out of life.
The Howard Stern Show.